Simon Kof Aleph. Simon Kof Aleph discusses the din of Chaticha Rui L'Skabi. So if the concept is, again, we're still talking about a taruvis of Yavish B'Yavish. The plato, the tam that comes out of any Chaticha, that's the shear is normally Shishim, unless you're dealing with something very sharp, like we learned in Sadik Test. So sometimes something is very, very sharp, it could have a higher shear. Normally, the shear is B'Shishim. We're talking now about Dvarim HaChashuvim, certain chashuva things that can't become batel, they get mixed up in other chatichos, they won't be batel. So last simon was about a beria. Even sometimes it can be very, very tiny, but it has that chashiva. Since it's a beria, it's a full creature. And we learned all the tnoyim that it needs to have in order to be considered a beria. So if it has that hagdara and a certain chashiva, it won't be able to be batel. Now we're talking about a similar idea, but chashiv in a more pashat, regular day-to-day chashivas, that is pashat, a chashiv, a piece of meat. How do you judge the chashivas of the piece of meat? So we judge that if it's roi l'skabe l'fnei ha'orech, if you're going to have a respectable guest, and you're going to serve him a proper portion, so then that's such a type of a piece. You know, if it's a steak, or maybe even a full quarter of a chicken, could even be in that, could be considered like that. If something which is a full-size portion for an adult, mechubadik a person, then that's, not a hot dog, which is a, that's the children's menu. Some adults like to eat from the children's menu, or chicken nuggets. Doesn't mean how good it is, but it has to be a chashev to serve. That's called chaticha haru'uyim l'skabed, tzuroi, to serve it to an oirech. So then, if it has that gedder, then it won't be batel of that. So it's a treifa steak, it's mixed into a bunch of kosher steaks. So normally, the rule is, a treifa piece of meat gets mixed into kosher pieces of meat. If it's bim b'mina, it's batel b'roi. If it's bim b'she'ini, I need to have shishim. This is even if they're not cooked together. If it's cooked, I always have to make sure I have shishim against the volume of the piece. But if it's not... But once I have shishim against the volume of the piece, I don't have to worry about the plata of the iser. Just the gufa iser, I'm still not allowed to eat. Even if when the nevela fell into the potato soup, I still had to take the nevela out. The gufa I can't eat. So if there's other pieces of meat in the pot, so sometimes this piece will be bottle in all the other pieces, and sometimes it'll aser up all the other pieces. When is that? If it's not roi l'skabe, it'll just be bottle in the other pieces, assuming I have roi kosher pieces. If it's roi l'skabe, then it won't be batel, because it's all chashev, it can't be batel. That's the principle. Zok de mechaber chaticha ri l'skabed, dinoi ke berya, it has the same din of a berya, that filo bi alef le betela, that it's not batel even in 1,000. Vafilo imi asura b'hana, even if it's asur b'hana, for example, let's say I have a piece of basur b'chalov, so one can argue that a piece of basur b'chalov, even if it's, let's say I have a steak of basur b'chalov, I fried the steak in butter. And now this steak gets mixed into other steaks. So you tell me, wait, it's chaticha rui l'skabed, it's loy batel. Yeah, let's not get into that. I cooked it with milk. Yeah? So then it's basar b'chalav. So, and it's a steak, so it's rui l'skabed. So it shouldn't be batel in the other steaks. So what are you going to answer? Wait a minute, think a second. Is this rui l'skabed? Can I take this steak and serve it to a guest? No, it's asur b'hana. So it's not roi l'skabed. It's a nice size steak, but I can't do anything with it. So that's what the Mechaber teaches us. We go basar, what's known as, we go basar basra. We follow after a theoretical bittel. If theoretically it'd be a bittel, would I be able to serve it? Is it chashiv enough type of piece that I could serve it to a guest? If the answer is yeah, then it won't be batel. That's the chiddush, that even though it's an Isser Hana, it still has the chumrah of chaticha rui l'skabed. What's takada halacha in that type of a case where I have a chatichas basar b'chalav that's, let's say, rui l'skabed, and it gets mixed into other steaks? So we said it's loy batel because it's rui l'skabed. So therefore, it's not only not batel and legabi the halacha of eating, that I can't eat all the steaks, I can't have hanah from all the steaks because the iser is an iser hanah. So therefore, it's not bottle in all the steaks. So I have to treat all the steaks as if they were a piece of basar b'chalav. So I can't feed any of those pieces to my dog, let's say. They're all asr b'hanah. But then the Mechaber says you could sell the taruvis minus the value of the steak. Because then you're not benefiting at all from the iser. So that's the halacha of an iser hanah, which is roi l'skabed, that gets mixed up. You're deducting the price. You're selling 10 steaks for the price of 9, so you're not benefiting from the basar b'chalav. But the same way you're not allowed to eat any of those pieces because it wasn't bottle, you're not allowed to use any, you're not allowed to feed any of those pieces to your dog, because that's called having enough from it. But if you sell it and you deduct the price, that's not having enough. So even though it was an iser hanah, it still has the chumra of roi l'skabed. And like the reason is, kivan she'imt his bottle, if it lu yitzur would have been bottle, hoisem utares. In other words, if the din would be that if it would be bottle, it would be mutter, the bittel would work, it would be roi l'skabed. So therefore, we make believe it's bottle, and then we judge, is it roi l'skabed? Then if the answer is yeah, then it has the chumra of roi l'skabed, and therefore it's not bottle. Even if it's an iser derabanan, that's roi l'skabed, it also has this chumra that it's not batal. Let's say you have a safik, if something is roi l'skabed or not. We're going to discuss in the end of the siman. There's going to be a whole question if something is roi l'skabed or not. You're not sure if it fits into the category. You're not sure if what type of an oirich, you know, exact hagdara, maybe this is fitting for a oirich, but you're not sure he fits the category of a oirich mechubad, you know, so you're not sure if it fits mamish the category of a chaticha or the skabed. So then you could be mekel, because this whole din that a chaticha or the skabed is loy batul is only a chumr de rabbanon. So therefore, if you have a suffix, whether or not it fits the criteria, you could be mekel. But like, just like we said in last simon, if it's a suffix iser, if something is roi l'skabed, which is a suffix iser, let's say you have a steak, which is for sure roi l'skabed, but it's a suffix if it's from a treif animal, it's a suffix if the animal was treif, that the steak came from was treif, so you have a suffix treif, a piece of steak, so then if that steak gets mixed up, so you don't say, well, wait a minute, even if it's a treif of steak, it's bottle b'roiv min ha-toirah, because the whole chumra that it's not bottle, that it's not bottle, it's only midaraban. So therefore, since midaraisa it's bottle, and I have a suffix if it was a treif of steak, so I could go l'kula, and paskin that it wasn't a treif of steak. The answer is I can't do that, because that's suffix, whether or not the steak is kosher or a treif, that's a sveika deraisa, so that I have to paskin l'chumra. When the suffix is on the question, on the rabbanon issue, when your suffix is whether or not it fits the criteria of roi l'skabed, then you're able to be mekel. But when your question is on a din deraisa, is this treif or is this not treif, so then you have to paskin l'chumra. Once you paskin l'chumra that it's a treif of steak, so since it's a steak and it's roi l'skabed, it's loy batal. Even though that chumra that it's loy batal is only the rabbanon, it doesn't matter. That doesn't help you that you could paskin on your suffix treifa that it's not a treifa, because that's a suffix deraisa. Go, good. Now you have in Sif Beis we learn a very important rule. That the chumra of chaticha roi l'skabed only applies to what's known as iser machmas atzmei, not iser belua. If you have a treifa steak that gets mixed up in the kosher steaks, then it's not going to be batal. But if you have a kosher steak that was fried in chalev, so now it's aser b'achila. Now I can't eat it, right? It has a taste of chalev, and this steak, and then the other steaks were fried in shuman. So I have a big restaurant, I have 1,000 steaks. 99% of them were whatever, that I have 100 steaks. 99 were fried in Schumann, they're mutter, they're perfectly good, and one was fried in Chalev. So one steak of these 100 is no good. So you'll say, wait a minute, a treifa steak and the kosher steak's problem, right? It's a steak. So what's the answer? No problem. There is one sheet in the Rishonim that's quoted in the Shachs of Katan Vav that says that it is a problem. Because bottom line is, I can't eat the steak. One of these steaks, is it usher for me to eat the steak? Yes, it's usher. Most probably it's usher deraisa for me to eat the steak. We pass in time kicker deraisa, right? So it's fried with chaleb, it's usher for me, it's usher deraisa for me to eat the steak. And it's a chash of a steak. So you, practically speaking, you have a steak, which is a steak, a chash of a piece of meat, which is usher deraisa to be eaten. That gets mixed into other steaks. It's loy bottle. No lumdus. Yeah? That's how one shita holds. But that everybody else does not hold like that. Everybody else holds, like what the Mechab is about to say here in Siv Beis, that's in order, and it only has the chumra of Chaticha Rilaskabit if it's aser, what's known as aser machmas atzmai, that it's be'etzem aser, like a steak from a treifa animal. Or from a nevela animal that wasn't shechted properly. Then that steak can't be bottled. But if it's be'etzem a kosher steak, it became treif because it was cooked with iser and it was makabel atam iser, so that doesn't have the chumra chatichur etzkabit. So again, because chatichur etzkabit is based on the chashivos of the iser. Over here, true, the piece is aser to eat and the piece is a chash of a steak, right? But the iser was causing the steak to be aser, that's just some tam chelev that's in my steak. So the iser, what's being goyren the iser over here, is some intangible tam. We can't even put our finger on it. It's a plata. And even if it's not a plata, even if it's actual, some of the gufa iser seeped in there, but still, it's nothing. So therefore, it doesn't take on the chumra of chatichur l'skabi. It has to be only if it's also machmasa. That's the rule. What's the one exception to this? A piece of a steak that was cooked with chalav. Right? So we don't say that. Oh, you'll tell me, wait a minute, according to the rule we just said, that it, only if it's a treifa steak. This is a kosher steak that became aser because it was cooked with milk. Oh, so therefore it doesn't have the chumra of l'skabit, because what's in there? What's causing it, this piece of steak, to be aser? Some droplets of milk. Droplets of milk are not chashuv, so therefore the steak should be able to be bottled. The answer is no, because when something becomes basar b'chalav, because it's shneim heter, kosher steak and kosher milk, I don't look at this the steak and say, wait a minute, what's the problem of this steak, a few droplets of milk? The problem of the steak is its meat of basar b'chalav. When the milk went in, both the meat and the milk became part of the iser. So the actual iser that I'm dealing with is meat of basar b'chalav. It's not kosher meat that the problem with it is some droplets of milk. So therefore, it obviously does have the chumrah of chaticha v'riliskabi. What's known in Lashon HaPoskim, that a chaticha's basar b'chalav, a piece of basar that was cooked with chalav and became asur mishum basar b'chalav, has the chumrah of chaticha v'riliskabi, assuming again that it's a chash of a piece of meat, gets mixed up into other pieces of meat. So it's considered, if it's a chash of a piece of meat, then it has the chumrah of chaticha v'riliskabi, because it's considered iser machmas atzmai le'inyin chaticha v'riliskabi. The Isra Basar B'chalav is considered Isra Machmas Atzmei Le'inyin Chaticha V'Liskabit. That's Sif Beis. Zokter, in a veining, says the Mechaber, Ein Lo Din Chaticha V'Liskabit, Ele Imkein Asur Machmas Atzmei. The condition is that it has to be Asur Machmas Atzmei. It has to be Asur Be'etzem. Not that it becomes Asur from Blia, that it absorbed some Isra in it. It has Isra, it contains Isra in it. The meat itself, the chashivus, the chash of a piece of meat itself, has to be aser. It's not just that you can't eat it because it has a taste of iser. Kagoyin, for example, nevela, a piece of chash of a piece of nevela, or basar b'chalav, or a piece of basar b'chalav, meaning a chash of a piece of basar that was cooked with chalav and it became aser mishum basar b'chalav, that's called iser machmas atzmai. It's a piece of meat that has some droplets of milk in it, and if it wouldn't have those droplets of milk in it, it would be mutter. But basar b'chalav is different, because since it's shneim heter, the iser is the combination of both of them together, so each the basar and the chalav is what makes up the iser. So I do have a chash of a piece of iser over here. Aval im nesra machmasha kibla tam e iser. But if you just have a kosher piece that was makabel a tam from something else, it's balua be iser. Veloy hayu bashishim levatloin. The piece didn't have shishim, so therefore it became aser. So then afilu lo misha soiver chaticha nasas novela ein lo din chaticha riliska. But even if you hold chaticha nasas novela b'shari surim, you're still going to hold that it's not aser. It doesn't have the chumra chaticha riliska. You would have thought that Shari Surin, this whether or not a chaticha b'lua be'isr, this steak that was fried in chelav, whether or not it has the chumra of chaticha b'liskabit, probably depends if you hold chaticha nasan veda b'shari surim. If you hold chaticha nasan veda b'shari surim, then it makes sense to say that I have a treif, a piece of meat here. Bat some treif after you mavatal it. I need shishim against the whole steak. So what do I see from here? I see from here that the steak turned into nevela. So now if it's a piece of nevela, it's a chash of a piece of nevela, it should not be a bottle. It should have the din of chaticha l'iskabit. Only if you hold like the mechaber that you don't say chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim, then you'll say, no, then I have a kosher piece of meat that just has an iser in it. The answer is no, says the mechaber. Even if you hold like the Ramah, even if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, even if you hold that we say chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim, that chumra applies to how much, if that piece falls into the chalent, what you're going to have shishim against. The amount, the kamus of the iser that you're going to have, it makes the shear a little bigger. It's not enough to have shishim against the chelev that's in the steak. You have to have shishim against the whole steak. But it doesn't turn the piece of steak into actual iser. Everyone agrees. Like only by basar b'chalav that happens. But b'shari surim, even if you hold chaticha nasas nevela, the actual meat, we don't view the actual meat as iser. I need to have shishim against the meat. But it doesn't mamish turn the meat into iser that I have iser be'etzim. And therefore I have to have, if it gets mixed into the other chatichas, yavish b'yavish, it won't be bottle. Okay? And that's the halacha. Only by basar b'chalav, either piece of nevela or basar b'chalav. But otherwise, if it's a kosher meat that was be'leia iser, it doesn't have this problem. Says the Ramah, "Afilu chaticha shalo nimlacha b'teila de'ein yisur machmas asma." If you have a piece of meat, let's say you have a steak that was not yet kosher steak that was not yet nimlacha, so it's aser because of the blood shebetoychoi. So if that steak gets mixed up with the other steaks, it'll also be considered. It'll be bottled because it's not iser machmas atzma, it's iser balua. In other words, what's being goyrim the iser? You cook this steak without doing melicha on it. So what's being goyrim the iser of this steak? The blood was cooked with the meat, so the blood aser the meat. The blood is not the hash of a thing. It has to be that the meat is aser be'etzem. So therefore, chaticha shalim melicha does not have, even if it's a chaticha chashuva of basar, does not have this halacha of iser machmas atzma concerning chaticha reles kavit. Clear?
Good.
Everyone wanted to know what's the story with the cheese. So there's a long taz that discusses cheese. Is cheese considered chaticha reles kavit? So let's break it down into different issues, and we'll have clearly what it is. So the first question is, you have to establish in b'chlau cheese, if I have a block of cheese, if that could be considered a chash of a thing that I could give to a oirich. Let's assume that it's treifa cheese, pure treifa cheese, and a big block of, could it be chashav? There is a sheet that Marshal Tainas, Taz quotes the Marshal that Tainas, cheese can't be viewed as ruy lehiskabit. Even if you're dealing with cheese that was made out of treifa milk, meaning the animal was a treifa, it had a certain hole in the lung or whatever, so it is aser b'achila, its milk is aser b'achila, okay? But it still gave some milk, and you use that milk to make cheese. So this cheese is iser, it's iser treifa. You can't have tummy cheese, meaning you can't have cheese that's made out of chazer milk or camel milk. That can't turn into cheese. That's the metzias advarim. Yeah? It has to be from a kosher animal, behema tahira, it has to be from a goat, from a cow, that could turn into cheese. The other milks of the non-kosher animals, behemoth mea, does not have that ability to turn into cheese. As there is a metzias. So when you have a block of cheese, you know that it's not, the milk that turned into that cheese was not from the chazer. It was either a cow or a goat or something like that. But it could be from a trefa cow, okay? So generally, do we have to assume that milk is from a trefa animal? No, we don't have to assume. Anytime you shech the animal, you don't have to assume that it's a trefa animal. Rav behemoths are kosher. So rav milk that's out there is kosher. I mean, it's from kosher animals. It turns into cheese. But let's say you know, theoretically, just for our argument's sake, let's say you know the metzius, that you had milk from a trefa animal, meaning a tahar animal that was a trefa, so that could turn into cheese. And say you made out of it a nice fancy block of cheese. Could it theoretically be roi l'iskabi? The Marshal Tain is no. Cheese is not like a chashev piece of meat. Cheese for a number of reasons. First of all, b'chal cheese, you don't serve cheese like that. Cheese is you garnish, you know. You sprinkle it on top of your foods, you melt it in, you smear it on top of your bread. You don't eat a piece of cheese. Okay? Now the biggest slice of piece of cheese maybe somebody will eat is maybe a slice of American cheese or one of those pieces of string cheese. Or those are not big enough to be considered, you know. You don't eat kedei svia. You don't sit down to a meal of cheese. So it can't be your main dish. It's not your main dish. It can't be considered ru'uya l'hiskabi. That's the tainus. She fed him a pizza. I don't know. Was it plain cheese she fed him? There's no doubt that they have expensive, fancy cheeses, but they're not eaten. They're eaten. You put a little bit on a cracker. You don't sit down to a meal of cheese, like as a main dish. That's his taina. One taina number one. Taina number two is that we know that most people, that as many people are allergic to cheese and hurts their stomach. So there's plenty of people that if you serve them cheese, they'll say no, thank you. So how could cheese be something that's, you know, it's something that you serve to an oirich nechbad if there's a good chance the guy's going to say, no, thank you, it hurts my stomach. So can't be, cheese can't be. That's the marshal. We don't accept that argument. If your guest happens to be from that meal that the cheese hurts his stomach, so he'll say, no, thank you. But to say, therefore, cheese is not considered servable to an oirich, for a chash of oirich, that's not correct. It is could be considered. And it doesn't necessarily have to be that you eat your whole meal from A to Z. It has to be made up. Just like a piece of fancy meat. It doesn't have to be. You could eat potatoes with it, other things, vegetables. It doesn't have to be that you fill yourself up dafka on that. As long as it's the hagdara, it's something that you serve as, in other words, it can't be a tiny little thing. You dip it in. It has to be a proper portion. But if it's a proper portion, it doesn't have to be that the guy eats his whole fill just from that food itself. So we disagree, most of the poskim disagree with the marshal on these two arguments. Therefore, cheese, theoretically, if we're dealing with a treif, a block of cheese, would be ra'oy l'iskabid, and everyone would agree that if it gets mixed up into other blocks of cheese, it would not be batal. But here's the question. What happens, normally, you're not likely to have a treif, a block of cheese, because, again, most animals are not treif. So it means most milk is not coming from a trefa animal, which means a typical block of cheese is going to be from cheese from a kosher animal. What's your whole chashash, maybe, when you see a block of cheese, that maybe it's not kosher? What's your possible chashash? That, well, we'll talk about some magoy. The possible way that the cheese, the more likely way that the cheese could have become aser, is that how do you make the cheese? You have to use a davar amaymid, if you remember from Simon Pei Zayin. You have to throw something into the milk that'll start the process to turn it into cheese. What do you use? So goyim used kevas nevela. Goyim used a piece of the stomach. Yeah? You could use the milk in the stomach also. Well, the milk in the stomach is kosher milk, right? Maybe the milk in the stomach, the animal drank from a kosher animal, from a trefa animal or something. Let's say, for argument's sake. So let's say that happened, that you were maimed gvina using chalav trefa, using, you know, chalav shebekeva that was a trefa, that came from a trefa animal. What would be the halach with that cheese? It's aser, but because avra maimed le batal, right? But is it Would, should it have the chumrah, the didan, that cheese could be considered a davar chashuv? Would it have the chumrah of chachichuri l'skabe? What's the answer? If I take kosher milk and I take a little bit of chalav treifa that was in the stomach of an animal and I put it in. I don't have to give a tam. The cheese is aser, we know, because I was maimed with davar aser. It's loy bottle. I want to know if this block of cheese later gets mixed into other kosher blocks of cheese, could it be bottle, or does it have the din of chatechom v'liskabed, and therefore all the blocks of cheese, all the blocks of cheese are aser. So what do you think it should be, the halacha? No, not according to the Rashal. The way we assume that cheese could be considered chashuv. Wait a minute. Why is that's iser balua? It's kosher milk. The block of cheese is made out of kosher milk. The davar hamaimid was used. I can't eat the cheese because I used a davar hamaimid that wasn't kosher. But the iser that's in this block of cheese is not what the cheese is made out of. The chashava, that's like a piece of steak that was fried in chalev, right? It's kosher, it's a block of kosher cheese made out of kosher milk. And I can't eat it because I was maimed with using some non-kosher ingredient. Understand? But what's the ingredient? I mean, all the ingredients in that 99.99% of the ingredients of this cheese is kosher ingredient. I can't eat it because it was maimed with davar aser, but that's the davar aser is the chashuv a part of it. So therefore, the pashup shot is, says the Taz, there is such a sheet, there is a sheet that says that this would be considered iser machmas atzmoy, because maybe davar maimed is more chomer. But the Taz says pashup shot is, this is called iser balua. And therefore, it would be able to be bottled in the other blocks of cheese. So now, comes the Taz and he says, now that we know the halacha, you have if you have a block of cheese that's made out of treifa milk, okay, that would, we paskin, that would be considered roi l'skabed. If that would get mixed into other kosher blocks of cheese, it would not be batal. But if it's made out of kosher milk, yeah, but why is it treif? Because you used a non-kosher davar hamaimid. So that, even though that block of cheese is treif, is usher to eat, but it's an iser balua, because the whole block of cheese is kosher, is made out of kosher milk. So it's an iser balua, so therefore we'll be able to be bottle, won't have this chumrah of chaticha reilis kabit. That's it so far. So now, let's say you have gvinas akum. The chacham said you're not allowed to have goyish cheese. Why not have goyish cheese? Because they use non-kosher, usually they use non-kosher stomach to make it. Kevus nevela. They could also use, sometimes you could use what's called a savim. Sometimes they use, they put in a different natural ways of doing it. Well, using the stomach is also natural, but I'm saying they use herbs or they have certain enzymes. They just put in directly the enzyme. So the reason doesn't apply, but is the cheese still aser? Let's say we live in a place that the goyim don't make nowadays, l'mashal. Goyim don't make the cheese with kevas nevela. They don't do it anymore like that. They use whatever. They copy an enzyme or something, and they have other ways of doing it, the artificial ways. Yeah? But I'm saying now, let's say you know the goyim don't use. Nowadays, where we live here, the goyim don't use. To make the cheese, they don't use the kevas nevela. They use kosher things to use. They put an enzyme in it or whatever it is. Is it still usher? Is there still an isser of gvinas akum? There is, right? Isser gvinas akum. That's because that's what's known as a davar. It's a davar shebe minyan. When the chachamim asked gvinas akum, they asked gvinas akum. The reason they did it was because they used to use Nevela, but they answered it across the board. Whether they use it or not, they didn't say if they in a place that they use Nevela, then Gvinas Akam is Aser. In a place where they use Asavim, there's no Iser of Gvinas Akam. Chacham didn't formulate their Gzeira that way. They formulated it that there's an Iser of Gvinas Akam. But, says the Taz, the Inyan Chadicharu in the Skabed, there'll be a difference. Are you living in a place that they're maimed with a Nevela? Or are you living in a place that they're maimed basavim? If you're living in a place that they're maimed basavim, so, you know, we could aser, you know, the Gvinas Akim could be aser, but it's not going to have the chumra of really skabed. It's not aser v'etzem. I mean, the Gvina, it's like aser balua. Only if it's a place where they could have used the kevas nevela, meaning the stomach itself, so it's basar b'chalov. Because if you use the stomach, it's asim mishum basar b'chalov, but we have a problem with basar b'chalov there. So basar b'chalov is not considered isar balua. Basar b'chalov is considered isar machmas atzmei. So if it's a place where they use the kevas nevela, so then it will be asar machmas atzmei, because then you have an issue of basar b'chalov. But if it's not in a place where they use kevas nevela, so then it's not going to have more than a din of Isser Balua, and therefore it'll be batal. This block of cheese will be batal. And the Shachal and the Knesset HaKesef says no. Because the Chachamim, because if it's a place that they use Asavim, what? So I'm explaining it. And the Shachal and the Knesset HaKesef says no. That because the Chachamim, once the Chachamim said there's an Isser of Gvinas Akum, and that Isser applies across the board. So we don't look at it as kosher, you know, even if it's in a place that, you know, let's say, even if it's a case that Kavis Nevela was not used, in other words, there wasn't an Isser of Basar B'chalav, they used some other non-kosher thing, but there's no Isser of Basar B'chalav, it's not called an Isser Balua. There's an Isser Midrabanan of Gvinas Akum. And the din of Chaticha Ruli Deskabed applies to an Isser Derabanan. The Isser Deraisa that might be in this Gvina, if I'm looking at mitzah that, why the Chachamim made their Gzeira, so mitzah that, it might be an Isser Balua. But La'achre that the Chachamim made their Gzeira, and they said this is called Gvinas Akum, so this block of cheese is Asr Machmas Atzmoy Midrabanan Alts Gvinas Akum. The Isser of the non-kosher maimed that they made of use, that there might be some non-kosher in it. Mitzad that, it might be balua. But la'achre that the Chachamim called it Gvinas Akum, it's an Isser derabanan of Gvinas Akum. It's Osir Machmas Atzmai. True, it's only an Isser derabanan. But the Chumra of Chatecha Rilas Kabeit applies to an Isser derabanan. That was the Ramah we learned in the previous Sif. Therefore, a block of Gvinas Akum that gets mixed into Gvinas Yisrael will not be batal. Okay, so to summarize, let's say you have a block of cheese, of non-kosher cheese that gets mixed into kosher blocks, bunch of blocks of kosher cheese. So according to the Marshal, it's batal. The whole chumrah chaticha rilas kabeit is not applicable to cheese. We hold that it is applicable to cheese, but the Taz says it depends. Depends what kind of cheese you're dealing with. You have to judge why is this block of cheese usher. Is this block of cheese aser for a reason that would call it Isser Machmas Atzmai? Or is this block of cheese aser for a reason that would only make it an Isser Balua? So you have to judge. If the concern is that it was that they made it with Kevas Nevela, so then it would be Machmas Atzmai, then it would be Basar B'chalav. If the concern is that it was with something else that wouldn't have the issue of Basar B'chalav, then it would be Isser Balua. And it would be Batal. And the Shach says, no, if you're dealing with Gvinas Akum, if you're dealing with goyish cheese, so that's called Isser Machmas Atzmai, regardless of what reason is applicable now. Because in the end of the day, there's an Isser Derabanan. The cheese is Asser Midrabanan, is Isser Machmas Atzmai. It's an Isser Derabanan. But it's Isser Machmas Atzmai Midrabanan Mishum Gvinas Akum. And the Chumroch, the Chorus Kabit, applies even to an Isser Derabanan. So therefore, it won't be bottled in the other blocks of cheese. Now, Sif Gimel.
Why couldn't it have the
Because it's asim mishum basar v'chalav. Because nevela, nevela with mil, nevela is yeshba mishum basar v'chalav. It's not basar. They didn't use a stomach of a non-kosher animal. They used a kosher animal that was not shechted properly. Uh-huh. When that mixes with chalav, we learned in Pesayin, that is called basar v'chalav. So once it's basar v'chalav already, then it has the problem of yisur machmas atzmai. Okay, like I said, we're not going to have enough time to cover all the details of the siman. We're just going to have to skip around a little bit. So, but Sif Gimel is still the important part of the siman. I mean, where we're discussing the rules, the general rules. Sif Gimel discusses, when we say it's roi l'skabit, you have to, fitting to serve it to an oirech. What level of fitting does it have to be? Because how ready does it have to be to serve to an oirech? So the Mechaber quotes two opinions. In the Rishonim, there's a machloikas between the Ran and the Rosh. One opinion is that it has to be, it's only considered chatichere l'skabed if you're able to serve it to an oirech as it is. But if it's, let's say you have a steak, treif a steak that gets mixed into kosher steaks, but if it's not yet cooked, could you serve a raw steak to an oirech? No. So it doesn't have the chumrah. If the cooked steaks got mixed up, then you're in trouble. But if they got mixed up when they were still raw, it's bottle, and now you can cook it, and it's good. It stays, once you became aware that it was nesarif, and you paskin that since it's not yet roi l'skabed, it's bottle, so then it remains bebituloi, it remains beheteroi, then now you could cook it and serve it. Yeah? That's one shita. It has to be servable. Mamish, and even if it's only raw, all you have to do is pop it in the oven. Huh? This is one shita that the Mechaber quotes. The other shita is that it has to be potentially, you don't have to mamish be able to serve it to a oirech. As long as you could potentially make it, it's chashev enough, it's big enough that you can work with it to be able to serve it to an oirech, that's considered roi l'skabed. So if you have an animal, if you have a whole chicken, that's roi l'skabed. Why is roi l'skabed? It's not ready to serve. You have to take off the feathers, you have to cut it up, you have to cook it, but you could, it's a chashev piece, right? Madach, if one part of this chicken, just half the chicken, after it's, that can be served, that's chashiv to be served. So kolshken, the whole chicken has a chashivas, right? It's a vart of chashivas. You're trying to judge how special, how important this piece is. Okay? So that's cool. That's the first, that's the other shita. A big animal for sure, roi l'skabed. It's you. You know, you can make 100 steaks out of it. If one steak is roi l'skabed, so for sure a whole animal. Right? So those are the two opinions in the Mechaber. And the Ramah says, it's a middle, achra, that it doesn't have to be mamish ready to serve as is, but not anything that's potentially you're able to serve to an oirech is already good. Marshall, the example we gave before, a chicken that has its still feathers on, so because it's so much work that still has to be done with the feathers, with the chicken, to be able to serve it, you have to take the feathers off, you have to... So that's already a big job. So he says, the Ramah, it depends if it's a big job or not such a big job. It doesn't have to be mamish ready to serve as is, like that other opinion the Mechaber quotes. Yeah? But on the other hand, it can't be a big job. If it's a big job, so what's an example of a big job? Taking the feathers off, taking the skin off of an animal. But just, let's say, cutting up an animal, so especially if it's a small animal, cutting it up and cooking it, and the Ramah says even later, the Ramah says over here also salting it, doing these kind of things, these are not such big jobs. And it doesn't take it away from being considered a roi l'skabed. So it makes a big difference. Let's say you're shechting a bunch of chickens. You found out that one's a treifa. When you found out that one's a treifa, you didn't pull off the feathers yet, then it could all be batal. But if you already pulled off the feathers and then you noticed that one was a treifa, now you're in trouble. Okay? See it inside a little bit. Gimel. Tarnagoyles b'nei tzatza, a chicken with its feathers, and his arava b'cheis that got mixed up into, in other words, a non-kosher, a treifa chicken got mixed up into other ones, kosher ones, b'teila, it's batal. Sharei eni roli skabe lefnei rechav k'moy she'i, because it's not servable to an orech the way it is now. Gafal pisha achashin is arva, hisira ha'noitza, even though that afterwards, later, they took off all the feathers. But when you realize the tavruvis, it still had its feathers on. So therefore, it was batal. And therefore, they all became mutter. Not only that example that we just gave, that if it has the feathers, it's not considered roi l'skabit, even if the feathers are off, but it wasn't yet cooked, even that, according to this opinion, makes it not roi l'skabit. Or if you have a big, big piece, it still has to be cut up. You can't serve up a whole roast. You're going to serve it to a whole roast? No, you need to slice it. So it needs to be sliced up. So it's not servable. The slices will be bottled, but the whole roast, no. It's not considered roi l'skabit. You don't serve a whole cow to a big, huge piece that's, you know, it's... It's too big to. It's bigger than a regular portion. And then the second opinion says, no, all of this is wrong. Even in the first example, when the Tarnagoilas had the feathers, that's still called Roy Leskabit. It has to be potentially Roy Leskabit. See? That's the two extremes. Comes the Ramah, middle. In general, it doesn't have to be, we hold, it doesn't have to be servable mamish the way it is now. Yeah? But on the other hand, if it's a situation where it requires so much work, like the case of the chicken with the feathers, the mechuseres maisa gadol, that requires, it's missing so much work, that we paskin, that's bottle. And also when the feet of the animal or the head, that wasn't the, they didn't burn it, they didn't singe it to take away the hair, that's also considered a big avoidah. You have to do it carefully. It's not such an easy thing to do it right. So that's also considered a big thing. That's also not considered roi l'skabit. But if they were already singed, even if they were not yet salted, even if you have a whole big cow, it won't be... sheep, cat, whatever, I don't know, my animals. Then it won't be bottle. Okay? Even though it's, you obviously don't serve a whole sheep to your guest, but it doesn't matter. As long as you did the main work of preparing it, taking off the skin and all that, the main work is done, all you have to do is cut it up and cook it. That's not considered. Then the Mechaber goes on to discuss certain things, whether or not they're considered right in the skabed. So we'll leave that because we don't have enough time. You'll learn it on your own. Just want to talk one. Just want to explain one more din that's mentioned over here. Tziv Zayin. There is actually an important machlokes in the Taz brings down. Before I say the halach and tziv zayin, just don't want you to overlook it. What happens when something is not served? Let's say something like chicken nuggets. Is chicken nuggets roi l'skabit? Is a basket of chicken nuggets roi l'skabit? There's one chicken nugget is. can't serve to an erech. But the derech is to put a bunch on a plate together, and you could serve a bunch of chicken nuggets to an erech. In other words, it's not like a low-class kind of food that you wouldn't serve to an erech. So, but the question is, but each individual one is not chashuv enough to serve. So when you take the chicken breast and you plan to make chicken nuggets out of it, so is that piece of chicken breast gonna, if that mixes up into other chicken breasts, is gonna be bottle or not? So that's a question. Taz discusses that. Some want to say that if it's true, each one on their own is not roi l'skabed, but you serve it together, and all together it is. And others want to say no. Since you plan on using it as for small pieces, and each, so it goes by each small piece, so therefore it's not. So and that's what some taka paskin, that once you cut it up into smaller pieces, even if you plan to serve them a bunch together, it's not roi l'skabed. If it's before you cut it up, so then it still had roi l'skabed, because you don't necessarily, because you didn't have to cut it up, you could have served it into one big piece of schnitzel. So at that point, when it's still big, it would be considered roi l'skabed. But after it's already cut up, then it won't be considered anymore roi l'skabed. Tassif cut in Yud, and then Akudas HaKesef. This is a very important halacha. Let's say I have a steak or a schnitzel. Trefa one, that was a sarvin and 100 kosher ones. So it's loy bottle, they're all osser, yeah? Can I go and cut them up? And say, well, once they're cut up, they're no more chashev, and then I can't. Why? Because imbatim is chilah. But let's say b'shoigig. Imbatim is chilah has only been amazing, right? Let's say b'shoigig, some of them were cut up. So what's the halacha? So I had 10 steaks. 9 kosher, 1 treif. And some of them were cut up. So the halacha is the ones that were cut up are mutar b'achila. Why the mutar mimanav shach? If the iser is cut up, if the iser was in the pile that was cut up, I don't know where the iser is. So if it's cut up, the iser is no longer chashev. So the iser is able to be batal. Okay, and I'm sad that the iser was cut up. Even the other pile of whole ones are going to be mutter. We don't know. Could be the iser is in that pile. And I'm sad that the iser is in the pile of holes. So the pile of cut ups are fine. This is not there. So mimanav shach, the ones that are cut up are fine. Either the iser is in the pile of holes, and even if the iser is in the pile of cut up ones, I don't know that it's in the pile of cut up ones. It might be, and therefore it lost its chashiva. So therefore, the cut up ones are mutim imanav shach. Comes the mechab and he tells you, what would be the halacha of 6 are cut up and 4, 7 are cut up and 3 are not cut up? So all the cut up ones are mutter, right? But maybe now I could eat all the whole ones. Why should I be allowed to eat all the whole ones? Because if I'm going to bet you $10, you have to guess which pile is the trefa schnitzel. The pile that has 7 cut up schnitzels or the pile that has 3 whole ones. Where are you going to put your money? In the 7. Math says that the trefa schnitzel is going to be in the cut up ones. So if Roiv tells me likelihood that the iser is in the cut up ones, so now I have a right to be makel and say that the whole ones are fine. Says the mechab, I can't do that. Says the Taz, why can't I do that? Why shouldn't I? What's wrong with that cheshbon? Because halacha doesn't work with math. You understand? We had one pile of 10 schnitzels. Okay, one of those schnitzels was treif, and 9 were kosher. When I take one of them and I cut it up, what does halacha say? That one that was cut up, Was it one of the kosher ones or one of the treifa ones? What's the answer? Each one, as I took one by one. Huh? It was a kosher one. Why? Because there's a rule called the parish meruba parish. If I have a pile of 10 and 9 are kosher, one is not, and one leaves that pile, so the one that left, we assume, came from the majority. So each one that leaves, we assume, is the majority. Since majority are kosher, we assume that this whole pile, the halachic rules tell me that this whole pile of 7 is kosher. So mathematical, what's going to be likely mathematically will tell me that the Isser is in this pile. You know, probabilities will tell me that the Isser is in this pile. But halacha tells me that this pile, called a parish and meruba parish, so this whole pile is kosher. So I can't be mekel and eat the other one, even though this pile is bigger than that. But all the cut up ones are mutar mimanav shach. But even if this pile of cut up ones is bigger than the pile of whole ones that stayed, I can't eat the pile of whole ones. Maybe you got up everything before you realize, then they're going to be mutter.